A presidential visit just miles from the Ukrainian border. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Your presence here, Mr. President, first of all, it sends a very big sign of unity.
Through a translator, Poland's leader thanking President Biden for his trip there today, meeting with refugees and U.S. troops as well, while condemning Russia's continued bombardment of Ukraine and talking about the goal of keeping U.S. and NATO allies on the same page.
Keep the democracies united in our opposition and our effort to curtail the devastation that is occurring at the hands of a man who I quite frankly think is a war criminal.
Ukrainian officials say last week's Russian airstrike on a theater being used as a shelter killed about 300 people. Russia now says its main goal is to liberate the Donbas region in eastern Ukraine. A foreign ministry statement today also saying phase one has been completed. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas out of the hospital after nearly a week of treatment for an infection. Now he's facing a different issue, a call to recuse himself from cases related to the Capitol riot and the 2024 election. This after reported text messages from his wife to a top Trump administration official about overturning the 2020 results.
In a series of text messages to then White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, Virginia Thomas encouraged attempts to challenge the 2020 election results and passed along advice on messaging and legal strategies. Those messages were obtained by the Washington Post and CBS News.
Fox's Jared Halpern. None of the messages referenced Justice Thomas or the Supreme Court, but Democratic Oregon Senator Ron Wyden says judges are obligated to recuse themselves to avoid even the appearance of a conflict of interest. He takes issue with Thomas's role in previous cases over the 2020 election and records for the January 6th committee. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Migrants are on the move again, being transported from Texas to communities around the U.S.
It's frankly difficult to get answers on just how many migrants are being released into the U.S. after they illegally crossed the southern border, but Fox sources say that it's hundreds a day. One of the known places where officials say these releases happen, Brownsville, Texas. Quiet there now, but it happens to be the same spot where similar activity earlier this year, migrants being released on so-called parole, then boarding buses and heading to points all over the country to await their court hearings.
Fox's Casey Stiegel in Dallas. The White House says it's connecting asylum seekers with sponsors in the U.S. and that there are penalties for those who fail to show for court hearings. An ice shelf the size of New York City has collapsed in East Antarctica, where it's never happened before. Scientists say it's an area long thought to be stable, not hit much by climate change, and they're rethinking previous estimates. The break was captured by satellite images. New Orleans is known as the birthplace of jazz, but has a century-old ban on the music in schools.
A rule passed back in 1922 banned jazz music and dancing in public schools in the Big Easy. Local officials say the policy was rooted in racism and sought to distance New Orleans school children from the African Americans who created the genre. 100 years later, the school board is looking to toss the ban. Locals say the rule reversal would largely be symbolic because it was ignored anyway. Jazz is taught in some schools and marching bands play it during carnival season parades. The executive director of the Greater New Orleans Collaborative of Charter Schools says these days the school board requires considerable public input before adopting new policies, unlike in 1922. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
The Dow turning higher, now up 87, but the Nasdaq still lower. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.